Good morning and welcome to WPBA Sports Saturday. We're back, big fella.
Back in the saddle and ready to ride, brother.
I guess we'd be remiss not to say thank you to our fine benefactors, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. They're always open online at caclfcu.org. They have a new location where?
Yeah, on that St. Clair Port Carbon Highway. Drive-through services now available, Chaz.
Indeed. They are voted the number one lending institution for the past 5 years. Why? It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets, your stop for all your grocery shopping needs. Check them out. Four locations, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Don't forget, during this time, be respectful to our frontline workers in BG's Value Markets. They're there to serve you, to make your experience a whole lot better. And don't forget, if you're looking for some fresh meat, you're not going to find it any fresher than at BG's Value Markets, because if their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
And Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in the city of Pottsville. Don't forget the dairy line, from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice there, boost up that vitamin C, and the fine line of delicious teas and fruit drink products like we're enjoying today, Chaz.
And don't make Gears dump any milk. Get yourself, well, the limit may be two at your grocery outlet, but get some Gears milk and keep things flowing up top of Tumbling Run.
Well, we got a few weeks off, my friend. And
yeah.
Back at it we are, hot and heavy.
Well, we're hot and heavy. We have a special guest coming up in the program. John Kruk will join us this morning.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited about that.
Funny.
Part of Macho Row.
Fat guy. Mullet wearing. I love it. I'm so excited for it. And a lot of people say, well, why is he excited? He's not a Phillies fan. No, I like John Kruk. Back in the day, I remember the Krukster. 1993, I was there. I talked about it. One of it being one of the most memorable moments in my sports life, or as a sports fan, when we talked about it in our last program. It was in 1993. I was there when they clinched the National League East in a September night, Friday night game. And John Kruk, he was in the middle of that shirt that had the cartoon characters on it.
Indeed. Well, Doc, you know, we also, in our time away, missed talking about some kids that not only achieved great things on the gridiron, but also in the classroom. The Scholar Athlete Banquet was supposed to be held at the end of March. And yes, I get it, it's the end of April, but we have some things to talk about and recognize those youngsters that excelled on the athletic fields as well as in the classroom. And we'll review who our representatives were from the schools on the boys' side, and then we'll talk a little bit about the girls as well.
Yeah, and we'll start it off as it's alphabetically pretty much by school. So, first would be Blue Mountain, and it's Blake Lipko. He's a three-year starter, three-year varsity letterman for the Eagles. He was the team punter, averaged 38 yards a kick, a 61-yard punt. In 2018 and 2019, he had a 63-yard punt. As the team kicker, he had 25 points in 2018, 31 in 2019. He's in the honors curriculum, has a GPA of 4.492, ranks in the top 3% of his class of 195, received the AP Scholar Award. He's a member of the National Honor Society, Science Honor Society, Mu Alpha Theta Honor Society, History Honor Society, English Honor Society. He's the Vice President of Student Council, President of the Science Honor Society, Treasurer of the Mini-Thon, volunteers at the Blue Mountain Recreation Commission basketball camp. His mother and father are David and Marlo Lipko, and he has acceptances, Chaz, for Penn State, Rutgers, Seton Hall, Lehigh, New Haven, and Pitt, and has not made a decision. He plans to study forensic science. Next is Danielle William Lawrence from Mahanoy area, a 6'2", 195-pounder, playing the outside linebacker, defensive back, running back, wide receiver, and kickoff team. A four-year starter, a four-year letterman, team captain, and quarterback, junior and senior years for the Golden Bears. His senior season, he had a team high in rushing, 1,532 yards, 20 rushing touchdowns, 426 yards through the air, 5 passing touchdowns, averaged 10 yards per carry, and 20 yards per completion. voted and selected in the Schuylkill Football League Division II first team. Schuylkill County Football Coaches Association North first and second teams. Republican Herald All Area second team. Hazleton Standard Speaker All Area team. And the PFN.com All Academic Gold team. It's a distinguished honor as a GPA of 102.25, ranked second in a class of 68. Treasurer for the National Honor Society. President of Student Council. Student representative of the Schuylkill County Youth Summit. Is a member of Teens Against Tobacco, Students Against Destructive Decisions, Big Impact Group, Interact, and Theater Arts. He's the son of Mark and Denise Lawrence of Mahanoy City. He's received an appointment to the United States Military Academy at West Point, where he accepted an offer to continue his wrestling career. He plans to major in electrical engineering and become an officer in the United States Army.
Well, the Marion Catholic representative, get this, something we didn't know, Auxilian Luca Stroya, known otherwise in these parts as Luca the Leg. Stroya was a three-year starter and three-year letterman. He played offense and was the special team kicker and punter for the Colts. He was a captain in his senior year. Selected to the Schuylkill County All-Star Team, the Schuylkill County Football Coaches Association North First Team, Standard Speaker All-Area First Team, Republican Herald All-Area Second Team, and an honorable mention to Eastern PA Football Class A. Carries a 94.32 GPA. He's in the honors curriculum and has dual enrollment credits with Lehigh Carbon Community College. He is a member of the National Honor Society, French Honor Society, and the SAT Scholars Club. He is the Senior Class Secretary Treasurer, a member of the Student Council, FPLA, and had a poem published in the 2019 Rising Stars Collection. Stroyer volunteers at the Hazleton One Center, Communities That Care, Hazleton Integration Project, is a Eucharistic minister, and is an Eagle Rock Resort's Double Diamond ski instructor.
Woo!
He's the son of Dr. Luciano and Mary Pat Stroyer of Hazel Township, and has accepted an academic scholarship and a football grant to Kutztown, and plans to continue his football career while majoring in biology and pre-med. Noah Woodford from Minersville. He played running back, defensive back, nose guard, and plays kick holder. Was a team captain and four-year starter for the Miners. Woodford was the only four-year letterman in his class. He was selected to the Schuylkill County All-Star Team and PA All-Academic Gold Team and received the Iron Miner Award. He's a college prep and distinguished honor student at Minersville with a GPA of 100 out of 100. He ranks 20th in a class of 72. He received the Presidential Award for Academic Achievement, Presidential Award for Academic Excellence, and Minersville Area High School Academic Achievement Award. A member of the German Club, Fifth Quarter Club, and the MAHS Cancer Fund Committee, he volunteered for the Car Wash for Cancer, Cornhole for Cancer Tournament, and Minersville Spirit Day. He's the son of Randy and Aaron Woodford and will attend Albright University and plans to major in education.
Donka. Next we go to Jacob Fairhat of Nativity. He's a running back, wide receiver, linebacker, kick return. Turner for the Hilltoppers, team captain and a four-year letterman. Selected to the Eastern PA Football All-Academic Silver Team, the PA Football News All-Academic Silver Team, and the All-Academic Bronze Team. Fairhat was a Potsdam Lions Club MVP for the Hilltoppers. A four-year college prep honor student, has a GPA of 3.5 and ranks 14th in his class of 50. Serves as a student body president for 4 years and as a student ambassador. Is a member of the National Honor Society, Interact Club, and Ski Club. Volunteers for the Potsdam area Soup Kitchen, Potsdam area Little League, Nativity Bingo, and Nativity Carnival. Fairhat also participated in track and field and played 4 years of baseball, for which he was selected as the All-Area Second Team and All-Area Honorable Mention by the Republican Herald. He's the son of Joseph and Debbie Fairhat of Potsdam. Fairhat will attend University of Tampa and plans to major in business and economics while continuing his baseball career. Up to North Schuylkill, it's Tyler Elsden. He's the inside linebacker, defensive end, and fullback, a four-year starter and a four-year letterman. He was an all-county, all-area, all-eastern PA football, a WNEP Dream Team selection, and all-state in multiple years. The Republican Herald Schuylkill Coaches Standard Speaker T-102 and PFN Coaches Select Player of the Year, a PFN Coaches Select and PA Football Writers All-State selection, First Team Class 3A, and Mr. PA Football Finalist. He has a GPA of 100.2452 and ranks 9th in a class of 133. He is a PA Football News All-Academic Gold Team selection. He's a member of the National National Honor Society, Vice President of Student Council, also a member of the Math, Science, Social Studies, and English Honor Societies. Elsdon is a member of the Big Think Big, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Teens Against Tobacco, Friends Forever, and SWAT. He's volunteered with the football team to clean up the Ringtown Park and mulch around the elementary school. He also volunteers for the Spartans games. The son of John and Nia Griffin of Frackville, Elsdon had 37 scholarship opportunities from Division I schools, including Army, Navy, Air Force, military academies. He is attending Penn State University and has yet to declare a field of study.
At Panther Valley, Blake Joseph Morgans is the scholar athlete. He played 1 year for the Panthers at right tackle, defensive end, and kicker. He was captain of the team and received the Major William Whitehead Award for Leadership Scholarship and Service. He's a distinguished honor student throughout his high school career, ranks 13th in the class of 85 with a GPA of 96.435 in the college prep curriculum, and is also a flex student for computers at the Carbon Carrier Technical Institute. He's a class officer and a member of the National Honor Society, yearbook staff, newspaper staff, and the Audiovisual Club, and participates in track as well. His community service projects include volunteering for the Nesquehoning Fire Company, Lansford Fire Company, Carbon County Senior Citizens, American Cancer Society, Toys for Tots, Nesquehoning Historical Society, and Nesquehoning VFW Hometown Hero Banner Project, and volunteers for Panther Valley Elementary Fun Days, Santa's Workshop, and Black, Gold, and White Days. The son of Rick and Jackie Morgans of Nesquehoning, he'll attend Lincoln Technical Institute and plans to major in computer networking systems as a technician. So that's the program that Blake Morgans will be following. Nate Minnick of Pine Grove, he played tight end and defensive end, led the team in sacks and tackles for loss. In his senior year, Minnick is named team captain and team defensive MVP for the Cardinals. He was selected to the Schuylkill County South All-Star Team, the first team defensive end by the Schuylkill County Coaches Association, Tri-Valley League, and All Schuylkill League, and he was also on the baseball team for 4 years. Minnick was selected to the PA Football News All-Academic Gold Team, a member of the National Honor Society, National History Honor Society, Student Council, FBLA, and the Varsity Club. He's an Eagle Scout, volunteers at the Masonic Lodge, and participates in the cleanup at the local camp and in the community. The son of Carrie and Melissa Minnick of Pine Grove, Minnick is reviewing his options at a trade school and a four-year college and has not yet made a decision. His career goal is to attend the Pennsylvania State Police Academy.
Mason Barnes of Ponsel, a two-year starter in Letterman, played wide receiver, defensive back, and cornerback, and was co-captain for the Crimson Tide his senior season. He holds a career record of 96 receptions, 1,669 receiving yards, and 14 receiving touchdowns. He was selected for the 2019 WNEP Dream Team, the All-League Team, 2018 Republican Herald All-Area Team, the 2019 Republican Herald All-Area Team, PA Riders All-State First Team, PA Football News Coaches Select All-State First Team, and Eastern PA Football.com All-American Gold Team. Barnes was a Pottsville Lions Club co-MVP for the District 11 Class 4A Champion Crimson Tide Football. GPA of 3.797, ranked 38th in a class of 243. Member of the German National Honor Society, Thau Kappa Delta. He played baseball and basketball. Co-captain of the basketball team, 1,000-point scorer, and second all-time for most points in a single game at 43. Volunteered for flood cleanup and clothing drive with the football team. He also volunteered for community Christmas events at Yingling Bicentennial Park and holiday food basket deliveries. The son of Beth and Jeff Barnes of Ponsel. Barnes with offers from DeSales, Randolph-Macon, Mount St. Mary's.
And he declared to DeSales.
And it's declaring to DeSales he plans to continue his collegiate basketball career and major in business. Kobe Brish, Schuylkill Haven, running back, defensive back, long snapper, four-year letterman, 7,700 career rushing yards, second in Schuylkill County history, third in District 11, and ninth in the state of Pennsylvania. And he's still running 116 career touchdowns, a Schuylkill County record, District 11 record, 9,131 all-purpose yards, 216 career tackles in 47 games. Selected to the WNEP Dream Team, a three-time PA Football Writers Class AA All-State selection, a three-time Republican Herald All-Area First Team selection. Also selected Republican Herald 2016 Rookie of the Year, Schuylkill League Division 11 Offensive Player of the Year, Schuylkill County Football Coaches Offensive Player of the Year. Brish played on the Hurricanes team that won four straight Schuylkill League championships, three state District 11 AA championships, was selected to the PA 2020 roster for the Big 33 game as a long snapper. Brish's academic curriculum has a GPA of 89.3, ranks 39th in a class of 94. He is a member of the Psych Ed Club, a big impact group. He volunteered for the high school football youth camp, Schuylkill Haven Borough Day, Schuylkill Haven Island Fest. He's also a three-year starter on the baseball team and was selected to the Republican Herald All-Second Team. name. Son of Robert and Doreen, Robert Brish and Doreen Sturmera of Schuylkillhaven. Brish will be attending Bloomsburg University and has yet to declare a major.
The scholar athlete from Shenandoah Valley is Alex Donchock. He's a four-year starter and four-year letterman. Played wide receiver, outside linebacker, defensive end, and long snapper for the Blue Devils. He was the team sack leader with over 100 tackles. He was selected to the Schuylkill League, Schuylkill Football Coaches, Standard Speaker, and Republican Herald All-Star teams. He's a perfect honor student, has a GPA of 95.4 and ranked 17 in a class of 75 in the college prep curriculum, and has dual enrollment courses with Lehigh Carbon Community College. He's been class historian for 4 years and serves as treasurer of the student council. Donchock is a member of the National Honor Society Talent Search and YES program. He volunteered for Shenandoah Mini Football, Schuylkill County Special Olympics, Shenandoah Valley Elementary Field Day, and the Spartan Games. He participated in basketball and played track and field, where he was a district qualifier in the 100 and 200 meter runs. The son of Michael and Kelly Donchock of Shenandoah, he will attend Susquehanna University and plans to continue his track and field career and major in accounting. At Tamaqua, Nate Boyle was the captain of the team, played running back, flanker, linebacker, safety, kicker, and long snapper. He had 4,088 career rushing yards with 1,896 rushing yards in a single season and 79 career total touchdowns with 33 touchdowns in a single season for the Blue Raiders. He was the Morning Call All-Star and Times News and Standard Speaker Offensive Player of the Year, Republican Herald, Channel 13, T102 WPPA Player of the Year for the past 2 years, two-time All-State running back. He was a WNEP Dream Team selection and recipient of the WNEP Dream Team Scholar Athlete Award. Boyle completed AP courses and ranks 22nd in a class of 164, member of the National Honor Society, World Language Club, Biology Club, Physics Club, and Step Up. He volunteered for Little League games and a fundraiser for a cancer patient. He also played basketball for 2 years and baseball for four, and he was selected as an All-League shortstop. The son of Mike and Heather Boyle of Brockton, Boyle, with acceptances at Moravian, Shippensburg, and Susquehanna, has not yet made his decision. His career goal is to major in mechanical engineering.
Bailey Andrew Spittle from Tri-Valley played punt, kick returner, strong safety, fullback, wide receiver, and quarterback, a two-year varsity letterman, played on the 2018 District 11 championship team, and was a 2017-2019 District 11 runner-up for the Bulldogs. Spittle ranks fifth in a class of 53, is an academic curriculum, and has dual enrollment courses with Lehigh Carbon Community College. He earned an academic letter for 4 years as a distinguished honor student academic archer. Spittle is a member of the Student Council, treasurer of the National Honor Society, secretary for the Spanish National Honor Society, a member of the Future Business Leaders of America, the Future Farmers of America. Spittle volunteered at the Community Food Drive and participated in the Think Big Pediatric Cancer Mini-Thon. He participated in baseball, cross-country, track, and archery. The son of Leif and Rachel Spittle of Higgins, Spittle, with acceptances to Westchester, University of Pittsburgh, and Penn State, has yet to make a decision. His career goal is to be a registered nurse and further his education to become a nurse anesthetist. Chaz, our final candidate?
Brady Miller is the candidate from Williams Valley, played running back, outside linebacker, safety, kicker, punter, and backup long snapper. He was team captain and a four-year letterman. He had 3,263 career rushing yards, 32 career touchdowns, and 361 career tackles for the Vikings. He was selected to the All-Tri-Valley First Team, Penn Live Player of the Week, Scoop News Player of the Week, and Fourth Down Magazine Player of the Week. He received the Mr. Viking Team Award. Miller, an honors advanced placement student, has a GPA of 100.1521 and ranked second in a class of 49. He serves as treasurer of the National Honor Society and has been class treasurer for 4 years. He's a member of the Student Council, National Society for High School Scholars, FBLA, and the Adventure Club. He volunteers at the Food Pantry, Ruth Steiner Memorial SPCA, Ronald McDonald House, and Adopt a Highway Cleanup. Miller, a member of Boy Scouts of America Troop 635, is a senior patrol leader and currently working on his Eagle Scout project, a fireman's memorial project located at the Muir Firehouse Grove. The son of Jason and Rhonda Miller, he will attend Penn State University Park and plans to major in sports journalism in the Donald P. Belisario College of Communications.
He may be taking our job someday, Chaz. There's a lot of young men who are very accomplished on both the gridiron and the classroom in books. How about the girls, buddy?
Well, let's go to Blue Mountain first. We'll do them the same order we did the boys. Rachel Lukacz, the daughter of Michael and Kim Lukacz of Cressona. She excelled in volleyball, track and field, and basketball during her Blue Mountain career. The recipient of 8 varsity letters, she ranks 4th in her graduating class and is a member of every honor society at Blue Mountain. Lukacz is this year's SAR Night Essay Contest Chapter winner. She has participated in International Club, Varsity Club, Leo Club, and Minithon. She also volunteered with the SPCA and Big Impact Group. She works year-round as a lifeguard at area pools. Lukacz plans to attend either the University of Pittsburgh, Penn State, Duquesne, or Thomas Jefferson University. University and major in biology and intends to enter medical school. To Monoy area we go. Jordan Carmonic, the daughter of Stephen and Jamie Carmonic of Monoy City, served as president of the class of 2020 and captain of the Golden Bears basketball, softball, and volleyball teams. She's a 1,000-point career scorer. Carmonic was named to the All-State third team in 2018-2019 and was a 2020 Republican Herald All-Area first team selection. Carmonic is co-president of Interact Club and vice president of Student Council. She's also a member of the National Honor Society Students Against Destructive Decisions and Future Business Leaders of America, in which she was a two-time state qualifier. Carmonic is also a member of the Bloomsburg Math Contest Team and Envirothon Team, Homecoming Court, Theater Arts, Area Scope, and the St. Luke's Health Network Mentorship Program, selected as Mono Area's October Student of the Month. She also was a majorette for the marching band. Her community service activities include Action Youth Group, Meals on Wheels, Mini-Thon Committee, and Youth Sports Volunteer. She plans to attend Alvernia University and major in nursing.
Julia Kreisel of Marion, the daughter of Henry and Alexis Kreisel, West Hazleton. Julia is a member of the Marion's National Honor Society, has served as student ambassador for 4 years, and a member of the 600 Scholar Club. Extracurricular activities are the Future Business Leaders of America, the Colts Club, the Green Club, the Students Against Destructive Decisions. She also participates in the Can Do Student Action Committee in the Greater Hazleton area. A four-year member of the Cross Country Girls Basketball and Track and Field teams, also served as captain of this year's cross country team and the same role in the basketball team for 2 years. Kreisel is a member of the cross country and basketball teams that have either won District 11 championships or placed second in the district. She's also a member of the Marion Schuylkill League Division II champion track and field team last spring. Kreisel will be enrolled this fall in the Villanova University School of Business. Kaylee Whalen of Minersville, the daughter of William and Aaron Whalen. Kaylee ranks sixth in her class and has maintained distinguished honor roll status throughout high school. A two-year member, she serves as vice president of the school's National Honor Society chapter, in addition to being a member of the Students Against Destructive Decisions, Teens Against Tobacco, and Mini-Thon. She has been a class secretary for 4 years. In the community, she volunteers with the Minersville Youth Basketball Program, the Minersville Youth Soccer League, and Allied Artists Block of Art, and is a tour guide for the school district's new student orientation program. With 11 varsity letters, Whalen was one of four members of the soccer and basketball teams and three-year track and field athlete. She has district gold medals in both basketball and soccer and a PIAA championship gold in basketball. She was a team captain in both basketball and soccer. She plans to attend the University of Pittsburgh to major in physical therapy.
To Nativity we go. Tori Hunyara, the daughter of Todd and Christine Hunyara of Schuylkill Haven, has been an honor roll student all 4 years at Nativity. She has a grade point average of 3.6 and ranks among the top 10 in her class. A member of the National Honor Society since her sophomore year, Hunyara has also been a member of the National Science Honor Society since her junior year. She has received highest achievement awards in ecclesiology, consumer economics, and Christian morality, and outstanding effort certificates in Spanish 3 and physical education, and as a student ambassador. Through Nativity's first aid class, Hunyara has earned CPR and AED certification. Hunyara is also involved in campus ministry, Interact Club, International Club, the Green Club, and also the Yearbook. A volunteer with the Lady Lions Booster Club of Branchdale Memorial Day Project, Hunyara has also volunteered as the Nativity Carnival, bingos, basketball camps, and junior high games, earning 3 letters each in soccer, basketball, and softball. Hunyara is the current captain of the soccer and basketball teams and was recently named the school's Lehigh Valley Soccer Scholar Athlete. In soccer, she earned All-State honors in 2017 and 18 and Republican Herald All-Area Honorable Mention both seasons. She has also earned All-Area and All-State honors in softball. Hunyara plans to major in either psychology or speech and language pathology at the University of Scranton, Misericordia University, or Lebanon Valley College. Danielle Holmes, the daughter of Bob and Pam Holmes Locusdale, is North Schuylkill Scholar Athlete. She's ranked fourth in her class. Her school activities include roles as president of the Social Studies Subject Honor Society and vice presidency of the Senior Subject Honor Society, Science Subject Honor Society, that is. She's also a member of the Mathematics, English, and National Honor Society's chapters. Holmes is also a member of Think Big, the Academic Team, Chorus, and Diversity Club. Holmes participated in softball for 6 years, including four at the varsity level. A two-time team captain, she earned Republican Herald All-Area Honorable Mention several times after leading the Spartans to the Schuylkill League's Division I and District 11 Class 3A titles in 2018. Holmes also played girls soccer for 3 years and was a captain in each season and an All-Area honoree. She played 1 year of basketball and was a captain of the girls cross-country team last fall. Holmes, who hopes to one day open her own clinic, plans to attend college and eventually earn her doctorate in physical therapy.
Gianna Steele Stieber of Panther Valley, the daughter of Joseph and Gina Stieber, ranks second in her class in the school's National Honor Society president. A volunteer for Toys for Tots and local fire company breakfast, Stieber is also president of Panther Valley Student Council, treasurer of the senior class, secretary of the Future Business Leaders of America. She is also involved with the school scholastic scrimmage team, Envirothon team, Step Up, Recycling Club, and Prom Committee. She is also a student from a forum representative, participates in Harmony Scholars, and was the school's High O'Brien Youth Leadership Representative as a sophomore. A captain as a senior, Stieber was a four-year member of the girls' volleyball team and won four straight District 11 Class 2A championships. She also played basketball, where she was the team captain. She volunteers for Carbon County Special Olympics by training athletes and working at the local meet. Mackenzie Cuck, the daughter of Barry and Michelle Cuck Tremont, is first in her class and the president of the school's National Honor Society chapter. She is from Pine Grove. Cuck is a member of the Future Business Leaders of America, in which she won first place as a junior in a regional FBLA competition, holding several offices in clubs. She is also a member of the History Club, the National History Honor Society's International Club, Students Against Destructive Decisions, Student Council, Travel Club, and the Yearbook Staff. A pianist for the St. John's Lutheran Church, Cuck also participates in the Alzheimer's Walk. A four-year member of the girls' volleyball team, Cuck helped the Cardinals reach the District 11 Class AA playoffs in 4 years. She plans to attend college to major in biology. On to Pottsville, Chaz.
Kaylee Opaque is the representative from Pottsville. She ranks fourth in her class, and she's excelled in honors and advanced placement courses and is a member of the National Honor Society and Secretary of Student Council. The daughter of Michael and Jeanette Opaque, Kaylee has devoted her time to several service organizations, including AID, Goose's Charitable Project, and Reach Across America. Opaque was captain of the Crimson Tide girls volleyball team, which made the Schuylkill League and District 11 finals during her career. She has also competed in track and field, specializing in the 100-meter hurdles and the 400 relay. In Schuylkill Haven, Delaney George, the daughter of Christopher and Mary George, she's ranked fourth in her class with achievement in several advanced placement courses, including four through Penn State Schuylkill. The senior class president, she is treasurer of the school's National Honor Society chapter. She also is a member of the Biology Club Youth Leadership Committee and has participated in the preparation for the junior-senior prom and honors cookout. A Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Ambassador, George helped create the school's recycling club. She recently received the Daughters of the American Revolution Scholarship. George also has accrued 103 hours of community service in the Schuylkill Haven area. Athletically, George is a four-year letter winner in soccer and cross country, in which she was captain in both sports. She plans to attend college this fall.
Victoria Donovan is Shenandoah Valley's student athlete, scholar athlete representative. She's the daughter of Joseph and Michelle Donovan, ranks fourth in her graduating class, three-year member of the National Honor Society, is the chapter president, also president of the student council, where she has served for 3 years. She's also has been the senior class president for 3 years and vice president in the other year. Donovan has earned 16 varsity letters through her participation in the school's volleyball, cross country, basketball, softball, and track and field programs. Her achievements athletically include selections of several all area teams in basketball and volleyball, earning the league and district medals in track, including a District 11 gold in javelin. Became the 10th Shenandoah Valley girls basketball player to surpass 1,000 career points. The other activities include mini-thon, float, and yearbook committee. She served as a Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Ambassador and was named Spring Princess and Homecoming Queen. She plans to attend college to major in biology with a minor in pre-med. Lottie Madiak of Tamaqua, cross-country and track and field athlete for the Blue Raiders. Madiak was named the Del Rose Scholar Athlete and is a recipient of the Regional American Legion Essay Contest Scholarship and Lewis A. Boyer Memorial Scholarship. President of the four National Honor Society chapters at Tamaqua, mathematics, Spanish, science, and English, president of the World Language Club, biology club, chemistry club, gardening committee, which she co-founded, and the senior class. She's a member of the Tamaqua Area Student Government Association, drama club, environmental club, honor card review committee, Biggs Impact Group, enrichment, and science olympiad. She serves as the head librarian of the Tamaqua Marching Band, concert band, and jazz band, and volunteers at Vacation Bible School. Member of the 2019 homecoming court, she attends Penn State 2019 Medical College. She plans to go to the University of Pennsylvania or Allegheny College to major in neuroscience.
To Tri-Valley we go. Brooke Adams is the recipient of the Female Scholar Athlete from Tri-Valley. She was involved in four varsity sports throughout her high school career, competing in volleyball for two seasons, basketball for three seasons, cross country for three seasons, and track and field for four seasons. She was a decorated runner, placing fifth in the District 11 Cross Country Championships and qualifying for the PIAA Championships as a junior. She helped Tri-Valley Tri-Valley to runner-up team finishes at districts in 2018 and 2019. In track and field, Adams competed through a co-op with Minersville and was a member of the 3,200-meter relay team that took second place at league and districts and placed eighth at states as a sophomore. Was league and district 11 AA champion in 2018 and took third place in 2019. Adams is a class of 2020 president, president of student council, active in student government, and a member of the National Honor Society, Spanish National Honor Society, Future Business Leaders of America, and St. Andrews UMC Youth Group. The daughter of Tori and Stacy Miller, Brooke plans to attend Ursinus College to major in biology pre-health professionals, compete in cross-country and track and field, and participate in a fellowship with the Party Center of Science and the Common Good. To Williams Valley, Doctor?
Emily Kramer, the daughter of Adam and Jennifer Kramer of Wiconisco. Kramer is enrolled in the Advanced Placement Honors curriculum and is ranked first in her class. Recognized by Williams Valley School Directors in February for an SAT score of more than 1,200 and was Tower City Porter, Rotary Club Female Student of the Month last September. She's a top 10 finalist in the U.S. Senate Youth Scholarship Competition, a finalist in the Voice for Democracy Essay Competition, and was recently awarded the Good Citizen Award from the Daughters of the American Revolution. Kramer is president of Williams Valley's Honor Society chapter. The senior class president was homecoming queen as a junior, is treasurer of the Student Council and Future Business Leaders of America chapter. She oversaw the prom committee as junior class president and a member of the National Business Honor Society and National Society of High School Scholars. She volunteers at a food pantry, Breakfast with Santa, Field Day, Fun Day, and fundraisers such as the Nadine Buggy Miller Softball Tournament and Mini Relay. A four-year member of the girls' soccer and basketball teams, Kramer has received 8 varsity letters. She was a team captain for the Vikings in both sports. As a freshman, she was the girls' soccer team's Rookie of the Year before earning Unsung Hero as a sophomore and junior and senior most valuable players. Her involvement in soccer includes a role as a referee in the Schuylkill County Youth Program. In basketball, Kramer was MVP as a freshman and senior and Unsung Hero as sophomore. Kramer plans to attend Elizabethtown College to major in actuary science and play basketball.
Whew, that's a whole lot of information in a short amount of time, but congratulations to all our area scholar athletes and kids that did great things to see their senior year cut short with this whole COVID situation. And this goes to show you that the kids are hard workers.
Yeah, a lot harder than you and I. Jeez, I never graduated that high in my class. They would have been calling me the middle of the road guy. That's where I was, dead smack in the middle of the road of my graduating class. But let's take a break, Chaz.
Better than being a dead skunk in the middle of the road, right?
Yep, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the Cruxster. Woohoo! John Cruck joining us here on WPPA Sports Saturday.
On AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com.
Missed the program? Don't worry, we're a podcast. Check us out on our host site, anchor.fm, also on Google, Apple podcast sites.